This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
If you're 40 or older like me, losing weight can get tougher. The old tricks may not work any longer. On top of that, balancing family duties often means neglecting your own well-being. Good news, you don't have to struggle with weight loss anymore. I will help you tackle hormonal and metabolism changes and share proven strategies and methods to lose weight for good. Prioritize your health to fully embrace all that life still has in store for us.
Hello, hello. This is Dr. Anna G, and I am excited to share with you this episode called I'm Too Busy to Lose Weight, episode 23. When you were younger, have you ever participated in a long jump rope game? Meaning the jump rope game where there is one person at each end of a long jump rope, turning the rope, and you, the jumper, had to figure out when to jump in without tripping on the rope. I did not realize there are actual YouTube videos that teach you how to enter the long jump rope as it is turning without letting the rope hit you, as well as how to exit the jump rope safely. Anyways, the reason why I thought about the game is I remember as a little girl being afraid and not knowing when to jump into the rope when it was being turned because I didn't want to trip, nor did I want that rope to hit me. I would wait and wait until I felt it was the right time. In the same way, in regards to weight loss, we can feel like when I was a little girl, not knowing when to jump in and waiting for that perfect moment. So we wait and wait and wait. The quote unquote perfect moment is different for everyone. And I will address the more common ones. But one of the most common ones that I hear is usually when I am less busy. This episode was actually inspired by one of my friends. I will not say his name, but he would tell me several times that he listened to my podcast and that he enjoyed it, or that he listened to my podcast and I must have gotten a new microphone or adjusted it because the sound quality is better. And I would ask him if he was implementing anything that I was teaching, and he would always say, "No, not yet, but I need to." So that is what spawned this episode. Now, I did text him to say that to let him know that our conversation sparked this episode, and I wanted to make sure that he knew I wasn't calling him out, because it is not just him that wants to lose weight but hasn't gotten started, but there are many others that I know that seem to play the delay game, and I want to address that today. First of all, I want you to know that if you are waiting for the perfect or better time to lose weight, you are in good company. In fact, I was like that. I remember when I was 45 pounds heavier than I am now, and even though I really wanted to lose weight, I remember still hesitating. I didn't feel comfortable in my own body. In fact, I felt out of breath when walking up a flight of stairs, but I still didn't do anything about it. I had a friend who lost over 60 pounds, and I asked her how she did it. She told me about the program she was on, and I remember saying, "I want to lose weight, but I am a very busy person. I am a mother of two, a wife, a full-time chiropractor, and a very active member of my church." So, Let's address four reasons why we may put off our weight loss journey for later and what we can do about it. In every one of the reasons that I will be addressing, I can raise my hand very high to say that I have felt each and every one of these reasons and can totally relate. The first one is fear of failure. People often delay their weight loss efforts due to fear of failure and self-doubt. We worry about not succeeding and doubt our ability to achieve our goals, leading us to wait for a moment when we feel more confident or prepared. We look back on times when we have lost weight, but only to regain it. What can we do about this? Let me address the past weight regain. I want to encourage you to not draw from your past with what you can do with your future. You want to draw from the future, trimmer and healthier you, and ask what she or he would do in this situation. I deal with this inside my Trim and Timeless coaching program to help you develop a new identity. Next, to keep from failing, we need to set realistic goals. We need to break down our weight loss journey into small, manageable goals. I spoke about this in my motivation episode. For example, instead of a goal of losing 30 pounds, just aim for 5 pounds at a time. Then we ought to celebrate progress frequently. Focus on and celebrate every small achievement to build confidence over time. For example, treat yourself to a massage after every 5 to 10 pound weight loss, or luxuriate in a bubble bath. Also use positive self-talk and affirmations to boost your self-belief. For example, write on your mirror with a lipstick or a dry erase marker the saying, "You can do hard things," or another saying, "Show up for yourself daily," with an exclamation point. And the second reason that we choose to delay our weight loss journey is perfectionism. Waiting for ideal conditions can lead to endless waiting for the perfect time. Let's embrace imperfection and accept that there will never be a quote-unquote perfect moment or time, and that progress is more important than perfection. I have a whole episode on ditching perfection and embracing progress. Of course, I can see why people would want to wait until the time is right, because we think that we will have a greater chance of success. But I don't necessarily think that's a good idea for a number of reasons. I'm big on slowly making changes to your life that you feel you can live with forever, that the things you implement to lose weight is truly sustainable. I always say that we are running a marathon in our weight loss journey and not a sprint. That's the best way to move from a quote-unquote diet mentality to a permanent lifestyle change mentality. Waiting for the right moment suggests that there's going to be a huge shift from what you've been doing to something totally new. Begin with small changes rather than waiting for the perfect conditions. Find the smallest doable thing you can do now in the next 5 minutes and do it. Now you've started. I know some of you may say, "I can start easily, but I hate falling off the wagon. And every time I do, I feel defeated and want to give up." I totally get that. But if you're really thinking about this as a lifestyle change, there is no falling off the wagon. You learn moderation, enjoying the foods you love without feeling deprived. That's what I call the weekly joy eat, while most of the time still eating food that is good for your body. Waiting for the right moment to lose weight suggests that there's a definite beginning and end to your efforts. rather than viewing it as a continuous journey towards a healthier lifestyle. Most of us are busy, so there's never going to be a great time to start. There will always be obstacles that get in the way of our scheduled workout or temptations of our favorite foods in a social setting. Let's throw perfection out the window and aim for progress. The fantasy of the perfect time to lose weight and having the perfect mindset is simply that, a fantasy. The fantasy goes something like this. There's a rainbow in the sky signaling to you that today is a day to start your weight loss journey. We are so motivated that we make it to the gym religiously. The Red Sea of weight loss part ways for us. We eat perfectly clean. We turn down the cupcakes, donuts, and bread like a champ. We never, ever overeat. We are excited and motivated every single day. Yep, that's a fantasy. Sometimes you will skip a workout because you stayed out late and just couldn't get out of bed in the morning. Or you've got an unplanned meeting at the office that is urgent. Sometimes you will overeat more than you planned. The key is learning how to adapt to those challenges while continuing to keep your eye on the ball. I heard this wonderful quote from an author named Sahil Bloom. It goes like this. You'll only go as far as your ability to absorb life's punches and pivot on the fly. Charles Darwin is paraphrased as saying, "It is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent. It is the one most adaptable to change. Life is chaotic. The best are never broken by the chaos. They train themselves to be prepared for it, to benefit from it. The only constant is change. Adapt and win," end quote. The time is never going to be, quote unquote, just perfect. There's always some reason or something you think you need to finish. You need to wait to finish before you can start working towards your goals. In reality, there's no better time than right now. Even if you're making small, doable steps toward your ultimate goals, like set the timer on your phone and walk around your house for 2 minutes, or just simply passing up that second helping of dessert. Those small doable steps, if you just do that, you're still moving in the right direction. The process of losing weight can seem daunting, leading to delays in starting. Focus on one change at a time rather than trying to overhaul everything at once. Join a support group or work with a coach. Hello, I'm a coach. Work with a coach to break down tasks and stay accountable. Don't go at it alone. Instead, start building your support systems. Find someone to support you and light a fire under you until you can fly on your own. Number three, the third reason that a lot of people find as a reason to delay their weight loss journey is simply lack of motivation. Some of us may wait for a burst of motivation or a significant event like an upcoming wedding or family reunion at the beach or a family vacation to Hawaii or perhaps a negative health diagnosis to trigger our weight loss journey. Without a compelling reason to start, it's easy to delay taking action. To counter that, we need to find our why. Why do we want to lose weight? I have two whole episodes dedicated to What is Your Why, Part 1 and 2. That's how important that is. We need to identify personal reasons for losing weight to create intrinsic motivation. We can create a vision board and start visualizing our goals and the benefits of achieving them. The thought of breaking out of familiar and comfortable existing habits can prevent us from initiating change. We can introduce changes and gradually integrate them into our routine without causing too much disruption. For example, we can change out one cookie a week with an apple. We can park farther away for a few extra steps in our routine weekly. We can find enjoyable physical activities and find enjoyable healthy foods to make the transition easier. If the thought of going to the gym sounds revolting, you can turn to something that is more appealing to you. For example, if you enjoy dancing, turn on some favorite Spotify tunes and start dancing. Just start moving. Perhaps you can swap out one pasta meal a week with a delicious salad with all your favorite toppings. Instead of coming up with the biggest, grandest plan, think about what small, doable thing you can do to help move yourself in the direction of your goals. Then go do it. All our actions, even the small ones, and perhaps especially the small ones, can lead us to a different, healthier, fitter life. Take small, actionable steps often. We need to understand that we don't have to give up everything we love. In fact, I encourage my clients to incorporate their favorite foods, something we call a joy eat, once a week, every week. Moderation is the key. Also, we can change our mindset of all the things we need to give up and sacrifice to a more positive mindset. We can focus on what we are gaining. We are gaining health, energy, vitality, a trimmer body, rather than what we are giving up. And number four, the reason why we often delay our weight loss journey is, what if we literally are too busy? Our lifestyle is just too busy. Oftentimes, we believe we need a clear schedule to commit to weight loss, postponing it until we think we'll have more time. Let me challenge that. We really ought to prioritize our health. We should schedule time for healthy habits, just like you would for any important task in your life. Again, incorporate small changes, fit short workouts and healthy eating into your daily routine. Sometimes we wait for better circumstances to change in our lives, like the end of a stressful period when work slows down, or the beginning of a new year to start. By the way, losing weight will always remain in the top 10 New Year's resolutions, no matter what the year. How about let's not let that be a New Year's resolution? Let that just be taken care of now. So instead of waiting, control what you can now. Focus on what you can change now, rather than waiting for external circumstances to be perfect or better. Nobody will give that time to you. You will need to grab it. Give yourself full authority to make yourself and your fitness and health goals a priority. Make the time you need in your schedule. You don't have time for a half hour workout? No problem. How much time do you have? 20 minutes? 10 minutes? 5 minutes? Work with what you've got. Don't expect things to go perfectly and smoothly. Instead, anticipate and strategize. I recall when my mother was in the hospital for several days, and I also stayed overnight there with her for several nights to visit with her and comfort her. Luckily, the nurses let me stay overnight to help with the translation since I can help interpret third directions to her in Cantonese. I recall that despite me being in an emotional and worried state, I still decided to make the best possible eating choices while at the hospital cafeteria. It could have been real easy to say, well, I'm not at home and life is stressful, so I am not going to focus on staying on my eating protocol. But I realized that not eating well would be a disadvantage to me. Not eating well would add to my stress to gaining weight and not feeling the best. I wanted to eat well to continue having strength to be there physically, emotionally, and mentally for my mother. And because I had the added stress of caring for my mother and staying at the hospital, whenever I ran home to take a quick shower, I added a burst of jumping jacks to burn off some stress so I would feel better running back to the hospital. So instead of waiting for things to slow down, start making something happen right now in the middle of the mess. Let's stop overthinking. When you strive for perfection in every decision, you become paralyzed. Your decision doesn't need to be flawless. Waiting only prolongs your enjoyment of the new you, the healthier you, the trimmer you. Stop being afraid of the what ifs. Stop using your busy schedule as an excuse for not starting. Start and then make it better little by little. And if you don't, you will never know what you might have become if you only had the courage to show up for yourself. That is it for today. I hope this episode helps you to get off the sidelines, to no longer be a spectator, but to join me in the weight loss marathon of a lifetime. Until next time, take care, my friend.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Trim and Timeless. If you're feeling inspired and ready to take your journey to the next level, remember that I am here to support you every step of the way. If you're looking for additional accountability, personalized coaching, and unwavering support, visit trimandtimeless.com. That's TrimandTimeless.com. You can sign up for a complimentary mini session where we can explore how I can help you achieve your goals. It would be an honor to be your coach and guide you towards the success you deserve. Until next time, remember, it's never too late to lose weight.